We are well aware that one of the parameters, one of the lessons of Avraham Avinu and the Akedah is that he had tremendous zrizus. He was incredibly excited. He put a lot of effort. He did things early and quickly when it came to the Akedah of his son Yitzchak. And the question is raised, why didn't Avraham Avinu use an animal that would have gotten him to the place, the location of the Akedah faster? Instead of using a donkey, as the Torah describes, a chamor, why didn't he use a horse, which would have been the fastest way to get to where he wanted to go? Now, the historians may suggest that perhaps there weren't horses in Eretz Yisrael at the time for Avraham Avinu to use. If you look in the Encyclopedia Judaica, under the section on horses, it says that since Eretz Yisrael is a largely mountainous area and it was not noted for breeding horses, which are by nature animals of plains and flat areas, and therefore it was considered a luxury. It was not a normal thing to have a horse, and it would be something strange in Eretz Yisrael at the time. That's why Mitzrayim was known for its horses. It was better for beating horses. And perhaps the simple reason is that the reason why Avram took a donkey and not a horse is because horses were not something that were available at the time. However, perhaps we can learn from our Gemara in Megillah and Daf Tesam and Aleph that there perhaps are a number of other reasons why a horse wasn't used. The Gemara tells us of the famous events of Maisa de Talmei, the incident involving King Talmei of Mitzrayim, Tanya Maisa v'Talmei HaMelech Shekinei Shivim v'Shinayim Zekenim, that he put 72 of the elders of Klal Yisrael into the Achlisin b'Shivim b'Shinayim Batim, into 72 separate rooms. V'lo gila lehem alma kinsan, and he did not reveal to any of them what the purpose he was had in mind for assembling them together. V'lo gila lehem alma kinsa v'nichnas etzal kolecha v'yachad, and he went to each one on their own, and he told them, v'amar lehem kisvuli toras Moshe rabchem, write for me the Torah, translation of the Torah of Moshe Rebbe. Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'leiv kol echad v'yachad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed wisdom into the heart of each and every one of them. Ve'etza ve'eskimu kulam l'das achas, and they all agreed to one common understanding of the Torah. A miracle occurred, and they all translated the Torah into Greek in the same way. And not only did they all translate the Torah the same way into Greek, but they all introduced the same chidushim, the same novelties, the same changes. And the Gemara goes on a list of 10 or 11 things, of the things they changed, so that Talmei HaMelech would not be offended, or he would not misinterpret or misunderstand the lessons of the Torah. So one of them comes in the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he leaves with his family to Mitzrayim, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself and sends him on his mission. Instead of writing what the Torah says, Vayikach Moshe Asishto V'yasbana V'yarkivei Malachamor, that Moshe took his wife and his sons, and they rode on the donkey. So instead they wrote, Vayikivim al Nosei b'nei Adam, and Moshe took his wife and sons and put them on a carrier of people. It's a very strange language. So Rashi explains, this is the first pshat in this change, that in this new way it could be understood as referring to a horse or a camel rather than a lowly donkey. As Rashi says, Demashma gamol shel yomar Moshe ramchem lo yalasus o gamal. And seemingly, Talmei HaMelech, if it only said a chamor, would have had a critique. Moshe, your great teacher, rode on a lowly donkey? What a pathetic animal. Where was his camel? Where was his horse that would have been more distinguished for him to travel in on this mission of Hashem? Writes the Ben Yishchai and the Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara that Moshe was a Navi and therefore he must have had a horse or a camel. The halacha is that a Nevuah can only be shor, can only rest on someone who's a chacham, wise, a gibor, strong, and usher, wealthy. And certainly Moshe would have had a position of wealth in order to get Nevuah from Hashem, and therefore he could have afforded such fancy animals. And Talmai would have said the Torah is false because look at such a silly way it describes Moshe, can't be true, and certainly he must have had a more powerful animal, and therefore it was changed to that vague language to perhaps imply that Moshe did write on something else besides a donkey. The Maharsha, the Rashash, both explain the similar lines as well. Similarly, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet, says regarding Bilam, that when the princes of Moab saw that Bilam was riding a donkey, they said to him, why do you ride in such a pathetic animal like a horse? You should on a donkey. You should ride on a horse, which is a very chush, a very important animal. That would be more fitting for you. So we see again, the horse is more distinguished than the donkey. The Gemara in Shamas Kufnim Beis says, Dal sus melech, dal chamor ben chorin. That a person who's a melech, a ben melech, they ride on a horse, but a regular person rides on a donkey, a sign of chashivas, important people, Moshe, Avram, they should ride on horses, not donkeys. Nevertheless, the Nofis Tzufim and Bava Metzia and Daftes, he lists a number of times in Shas where Tanayim Arayim rode on donkeys, but again, it could be a historical point as well. The Maharil Diskin also touched on these points in his Perush and Parshas Peshalach as well. So this is point number one. that the reason why Moshe rode on this animal is because that is the question is, again, Talmud would have said perhaps it's not distinguished to have such an animal, and we could say the same thing by Avram Avinu, that Avram should have had a more distinguished animal because of his role in the world at that time. Another explanation, our Gemara, is the Poras Yosef. So he says that the issue is that it wasn't Sanua, it was immodest to describe a woman with the Lashon of Rekiva, of riding, because it describes the separation, the opening of the woman's legs, and that is not a modest way to describe somebody. We find the Gemara getting a Psach and Daf Gimel regarding this very Pasuk. The Gemara there explains that it's not a problem, since it's in fact referring to the sons of Moshe. But Talmai HaMelech wouldn't have accepted such an answer. Moshe, his sons, why not his wife as well? How do you know that Vayir Kiveim is referring to one, not the other? Therefore, they change it to Noseb Me'adam, which could also mean a camel, which is normal for a woman to ride that way, and it wouldn't have perhaps been something that was immodest when it came to the donkey. The next explanation comes from Yonasan Ivishitz in the Aris Dvash and Chelik Beis and Drushiyud Beis. So he says that a horse travels much faster than a donkey. And if Moshe was traveling to be the Moshiach Shel Yisrael, the savior of the Jewish people, and to announce the Geula, the coming of Mashiach, he should have taken the fastest possible way to get there. He shouldn't have taken a slow animal like a donkey to Mitzrayim. And Talmud would have understood why Moshe would have took such a slow animal. Moshe would have taken a horse to go do this very important mission. You have something important to do, do it the fastest way. Don't take the slow animal. It's going to slow down on the saving of the Jewish people. So why did Moshe then use this donkey? So the reason is because Moshe wanted to show Bnei Yisrael that they would conquer Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim is compared to a donkey. We see from the Midrashim, Bereishis Rabba, Parshas Tzav, that Mitzrayim is compared to a donkey. And therefore, the message that Moshe was riding on the donkey, that the Jewish people would control the donkey, and therefore use the donkey for the message. In fact, the Pirkei Rabbi Yezer in Perek Laman Aleph says that this donkey was the same one used by Avram Avinu to go to the Akedah, and it's the same donkey that will be used by the Melech HaMashiach. And this is why it says HaChamor, the donkey, not just Chamor, but HaChamor, in the Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Imre Emerson, Lakutim, and Masachas Megillah says that the Mashiach will ride on a donkey which is slow. In order to show that the Mashiach is going to come slowly and people should have time to do tshuva and turn themselves around and they'll be able to go and have the proper path in order to come back to Hashem before the final end of days. And therefore we see a number of different explanations, a number of different points brought out as to why Moshe did bring a donkey and why perhaps it would have been something that Talmai HaMelech would not have understood. And all of these explanations perhaps also lead to why Avram Avinu would have used a donkey, not a horse, in order to go fulfill the Akedah. But in fact, this discussion is found clearly in one of the early Achronim. Rav Shlomo Algazi wrote the Gufei Halachos. He died in 1683, lived in Turkey. Later in Yerushalayim, he was one of the most outspoken opponents of Shabtai Tzvi, the false Mashiach who misled Klal Yisrael for so many years. So Shlomo Algazi writes in the Gufei Halachos in Masachas Megillah in Arad Daf. He asks, how come Chazal didn't change the Pasuk of Avram? Well, he says, Vayichvoshes Chamoro. So all of those points apply there as well. When Avram got on a donkey, they should have said, you know, it should be changed to not a donkey. Perhaps it should refer to something else because he would have had something more chashuv, as we wanted to ask before. Or perhaps Avram Avinu should, it wouldn't have been an issue of tznius because it was a man. But what about the last point, that Avram Avinu would have traveled on something faster? And that's the point of the Aros Dvash. So says Rosh Hashanah Al-Ghazi, why didn't they change by Yechvoshes Chamoro that Avram got ready for the Akedah with his donkey? It should have been with a Noseh Bnei Adam or with a Sus or something like that. Why was it proper that a wealthy person like Avram use a donkey? So it says Rosh Hashanah Al-Ghazi, the answer is that it doesn't say Vayikev, that he rode a donkey. The truth is that Avram Avinu rode a horse. It just says by Avram Avinu, that he got the donkey ready, but he didn't ride it. In fact, Avram did ride on a horse because he wanted to go there in the best possible way, in the most becoveted way, with the most honor, and do it in the fastest possible way. But he had to bring stuff with him. He had to bring certain tools. He had to bring something, certain provisions for the travel. And you can't put those things on a horse. You need something to carry them. You need something to carry the different things needed for the Akedah. And because of that, says Rosh Hashanah Al-Ghazi with a beautiful chiddush, a novel idea, that it is in fact Avram Avinu did take a horse, but the donkey was used in the story of Avram Avinu to carry the things he would need in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a Kaddish Baruch Hu.